When Zita was here a couple of weeks ago, she quoted from the Visuddhimagga about how eye base is a condition for not just seeing consciousness, but the other cittas in the process. Now, we know that for the other cittas in the process, apart from seeing consciousness, heart base is the base. And I gave an answer to her. I said, eye base is also conditioned by way of ayatana. And you corrected me or made a comment to suggest it's by way of doorway rather than ayatana. Mm-hmm. What is the difference in that context between stressing as doorway and stressing as ayatana?
Yeah, because Chakkhupasada Rupa is a reality which can be doorway for citta, which sees or experiences this world object to arise. So without Chakkhupasada Rupa, Chakkhuvijnana and the rest cannot arise. That is by way of being the vara.
Being doorway,
but
yes.
By way of being the birthplace of the Chakkhuvijnana, it's only the two Chakkhuvijnana,
yes,
which arise there.
Then we also say for the other cittas in that eye-door process, when we refer to the ayatanas, though, we also say there is Chakkhupasada.
That's
also
why we have to know that at that moment we are talking about ayatana or the vara or what to list them all.
So at, for example, the moment of the other cittas in that process, we know that Chakkhupasada is there by way of doorway.
Mm-hmm.
Not by way of base, but we usually say by way of ayatana. Chakkhupasada Rupa is still there by way of ayatana, do we not?
When we talk about ayatana, it has to be there, because
yes,
the Chakkhupasada hasn't fallen away yet.
So even for Sampatichanna, Santivrana, it's still ayatana?
Because
yes,
the Chakkhupasada is there.
It's still there. Mm.
So that's why I'm wondering, when Azita asked her question for the other cheetahs, why it referred to Chakkhupasada when referring to those other cheetahs.
As Vatu.
And I said, not by way of Vatu, but by way of Ayatana. And you said by way of doorway. But actually,
doorway is doorway, and Ayatana is another.
So both correct. Okay, yes.
Ayatana, because it's still there.
Still there, yes. And doorway, because
but
it was the condition.
Vatu.
Right.
See, we are talking about this, but no attention to the characteristic as no self there.
Because
no conditions for awareness,
direct awareness.
See, it's just that moment which is aware, but it does not arise because not enough conditions for its arising. But so very natural. The kaya vijnana arises, experiences hardness or heat or cold. And whenever sati arises, it's just there. Follow that moment instead of thinking of names and sorry about it. But it does not arise because not enough conditions for its arising. So the development of understanding from pariyatti will condition moment of being aware as natural. No change, but there is awareness and beginning of studying the characteristic as just a reality. Less and less idea about that which appears.
But understanding at the level of pariyatti does arise, and that's better than not having any understanding.
And it will grow too, to be conditioned for direct awareness, which follow each reality which appears through different doorways. Otherwise, there is no direct understanding of any reality if awareness does not arise.
John, you have some amount of confidence that if you keep teaching us or speaking in front of us, that there'll be more conditions for it to arise, correct?
And isn't it true that when we listen and consider more, there are conditions for sati to develop?
I switch into confidence.
Yes. The development is slow, but one can see the effect.
And from where is generated?
From where is the confidence generated?
I think it's from
the truth of the teachings of Buddha.
It's the confidence in the truth of the teachings. Otherwise,
it cannot be any other way.
I just have more confidence in the teaching.
You were saying that people have such confidence in Dhan and Sila, but not in
listening to Dhamma.
Not in listening to the
and
Dhamma.
Developing right understanding.
How can they be developing right understanding without the confidence in listening to the Dhamma more and more?
So you just think it up yourself?
Once you've heard it, then you can reflect upon it and have confidence that it will develop.
The truth is the truth.
Interesting. Summarizing of Banya is a condition for confidence to arise because you see that it's true.
Back again to how there has to be firm satchinyana even before satipatthana develops. When we refer to firm satchinyana, this is more than just pariyatti because it's very firm. And usually I thought when there's satchinyana, it means no doubt at all. But if we say this is before even satipatthana develops, we know that only through the development of satipatthana is doubt eradicated.
No doubt about what is heard.
On the level of hearing.
Yeah. But can we not say that even if it's not satipatthana, there has to at least be the prelude to satipatthana
so
in order
Banya for... can see the different degrees of understanding. This level of understanding cannot be that degree of the developed one.
Yes. When there is firm satchinyana, there is no doubt about what is heard.
Right path and wrong path.
Then when satipatthana is being developed, which is a higher degree of understanding, what is the doubt that arises?
It's the moment of satipatthana when it just begins, can directly experience the true nature of reality as it is. For example now, seeing is not moment of hearing or thinking. It's
seeing
not that
a visible object, what is it? I think for every level of understanding there's a corresponding level of doubt.
When it's not directly experienced by Panya which has developed yet. What about the nature of Nama element?
So when you're saying with regard to satchinyana, no doubt about what has been heard.
And the right path.
And the right path and wrong path. But still doubt about the
certainly,
nature of
because
Nama
because only
rupa
sotapattimakkhacitta
has eradicated it. Yes.
Then one can see one's own avicca clearly and clearly.
So now we don't even see our avicca clearly.
And when one refers to even the one who has developed a couple of stages of insight, the Chula Sotapanna, and we say, oh, no more doubt about dhammas,
no.
Then it's not the...
There must be. Until Sotapattimakkhacitta.
So what is the doubt that doesn't
about
arise?
About the reality that person hasn't experienced yet.
Nirvana?
Or the arising and falling away, which is the Uttayapaya Jnana, the higher degree.
Right. So no more doubt about conditioned dharmas and about Nama and Rupa, but
doubt about higher degrees of understanding. How great it is, because everything is not like now, because now seeing doesn't seem to disappear. But actually, what's there when it's not there, when there's no seeing? No light at all, how dark it is. But the reality which experience an object is there in darkness. No self, not I. And what about, higher and higher, more precise until it's fully enlightened.
Because often people say things like they have no doubt about the Buddha's teachings or something, but it has to be more and more refined with more and more understanding and detachment.
Until all can be completely eradicated, the idea of self.
You mentioned a moment ago the nature of Nama, the element of Nama. Could you say a bit more about that?
No light, no smell, light. No taste. What's there? Darkness, in darkness.
Yeah.
But it's the faculty of experiencing whatever appears. as no self, no one.
Just experiencing.
And can one experience it with desire or attachment or developing the wrong path? It's impossible. That's why the path has to go along with detachment all the way from the very beginning. Because Lobha does not let him go to the right path. It performs its function as clinging and wrong view.
What would you say is the difference between nama as element and vijnana as element?
Nama includes cetasika, citta and cetasika are nama. But citta is that faculty of experiencing. At this moment of seeing, can anyone know about cetasikas?
At the moment of seeing,
right
can
now,
anyone know about cetasikas?
Right now.
No.
See? And panya can develop the understanding of the seeing as no shape, no form. But it sees now. It arises and it sees. The citta itself is dark, but the visible object is not dark. Or it can be darkness when it's seen. But how about that and the citta, which has no shape, no form, no life at all? It's like turning the inside world out in order to see just one characteristic of a reality at a time. With no body at all, no world.
Normally you think of the world as being life, life, and life is the whole world.
We can't know cetasika when we're hearing either. Hearing can only experience.
No selection at all.
All the five doorways.
But sati can see the difference between vedana and citta, and sanya and citta, and lopa and dosa and citta. They're all different.
So sati knows the difference between cetasika.
Because it is aware of a characteristic of a reality at a time.
So sati can arise with a moment of seeing, in that case. Sati arises with a moment of seeing or not?
No.
Never,
no.
Right?
Only seven cetasikas arise
seven.
With. Yeah.
So the intense understanding of the cetasikas would not happen in the moment of direct experience, visible
it
objects.
Follows.
So it follows. After a long time of work accumulating.
Whenever awareness arises, it begins to just touch in order to really understand. Later. That is the development of understanding, no other way at all.
Anajan, sometimes I feel that sati belongs to the right understanding section of the Noble Eightfold Path with right understanding and right thought. Buddha put it with the samadhi part. Can you explain this maybe?
How many cetasikas are there for Eightfold Path?
52? Yes.
Samadhi is panya and sammasankappa is vitakka.
Yes.
And we don't talk about the three virati cetasika. Sammavayama is there, and sammasati is there, and sammasmadhi is there. But in Tipitaka it does not mention that it is samadhi patthana. It's not patsapatthana. It must be only sati patthana. So if there is no precise understanding of the sati cetasika and samadhi cetasika, one mistakes samadhi for sati because one just heard about sati patthana. So one thinks that at that moment it is sati, but actually it's not sati at all. That's why people just think that they are developing sati patthana. They think that they are developing vipassana, but actually no sati patthana at all. Because they don't see the difference of the samadhi and sati. So they just take samadhi for sati. Until the person understands the characteristic of sammasati, then whenever sammasati arises, it's there. Sati is sati, not samadhi.
So the question is, in the classification, for example, when the Eightfold Path is classified into panya, sila, and samadhi, why sati is grouped with samadhi? Are you saying that the reason sati is grouped with samadhi is because it's often confused for samadhi?
Is that your question?
His question is why it's grouped with samadhi.
Well, it is often said to be sati sampajanya, then it's coupled with panya.
It shows that whenever sati arises without panya, it cannot be sati sampajanya. So it's another level of sati. It's not sati at moment of dana, not at the moment of sila, but higher than that. With panya, that can be sati sampajanya. Because while one is hearing dhamma, there is understanding, but it's not sati sampajanya. As long as it's not that which is aware of a reality or an object which conditions calmness.
Well, that is clear, but what he's saying is that when we talk about sati sampajanya, yes, sati is coupled with panya, but in the classification of the Eightfold Path into
sila, samadhi, and panya,
it is classified with samadhi and not panya. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he said he would have expected it to be classified along with panya and vitaka chetasika under panya.
Is that your question?
Yes.
Because I'm not sure.
Translation.
Because you see that sati can do or perform just only its function. Sati, nothing to do with panya. But without it, panya cannot understand reality as it is.
Well, if it can perform only its function, why is it
but it's still not it's not samadhi either.
No, so exactly. Sati just performs its function, samadhi just performs its function.
Yeah.
So is it just classified together with samadhi just for convenience?
No, because it cannot be panya, right? It's not like vitaka, which is sammasankappa.
I was going to ask that. How do you relate vitaka to panya?
Because usually we use the term vitaka and the translation is thinking, right? Mm-hmm. But actually vitaka arises before there is thinking in words or in pictures or what. That's why if we try to understand vitaka, it's that which touches the object.
And panya needs it to perform its function. So I understand why vitaka is classified with it, because without vitaka, without samasankappa, panya cannot touch, cannot perform its object.
But what about sati? Does it need sati in that same respect?
The function of sati is to be aware, like the function of samadhi, to be one-pointedness. Different function.
But I don't think we quite understand yet why sati is classified with samadhi. Okay, so we understand why it may not be classified with panya, but why with samadhi? Can one say in the same way that for samasamadhi to perform its function, it depends on samasati?
Because I think that usually they are mixed, so they are close.
And it's not sila and it is not panya.
When you say they're usually mixed, what do you mean by mixed?
People, they're separate. Yeah.
They take one for the other. Mm-hmm.
So is that one of the reasons for classifying? Mm-hmm. Just to make it clear for people?
Because who else can classify but by their natures, which one you put in, panya, or the samadhi, or the sila?
The texts say that only at Vipassana Jnana the characteristic of samadhi and panya is very clear, and they are at that point yoked together or equal in power. At moments of Vipassana Jnana, still only one reality appearing at one moment, so how can one talk about the characteristics of different dharmas being clear?
Different dharma?
Like samadhi and panya, because are you saying because of many different mind or processes, so the different dharmas are clear?
Usually people has no doubt about samadhi, right?
Doubt is still there, too.
But you mean, when right people talk about samadhi, it seems like everyone understands one-pointedness when one is focusing on something or concentrating on an object. One understands that that is called, that is samadhi, right? So no doubt about it. At this moment, there is samadhi as well. But is there panya at level that it can directly experience the true nature of reality. So when panya grows, the characteristic of samadhi can be recognized as samadhi, that it's there, it has to be there.
It has to support it.
Yeah.